My father was a retired Marine, and I'd always wanted to serve my country. It was the best decision I'd ever made. I handed Vic the big Welcome to Afghanistan sign, and the three of us walked to the runway to welcome the USO company. Yep, I was right. A few huge guys walked down the jetway. I immediately recognized one of them, a top quarterback. I was about to shake his hand when Pat whispered in my ear, "Hey, bro, isn't that Omelet Girl?" I looked up. Fuck my life. Sarah, the girl I'd met in Pacific Beach one night last summer while hanging out with Vic, walked down the jetway in a skin-tight sweatsuit emblazoned with a flame on the jacket. Pat had nicknamed her Omelet Girl because he'd stopped by my place the morning after I'd met her, and she cooked us omelets. They were damn good omelets, too. Vic had bitched those eggs should have technically been his since he'd been my wingman the night before. That only caused Pat to fuck with him some more. But besides being a good cook, I knew next to nothing about the girl. She'd never told me she was a professional cheerleader. A fucking San Diego Wildfire girl. Part of the hottest dance team in the league. Then again, I'd never told her I was a Navy SEAL. I guess we were even. My eyes traced her body, her incredible curves hiding beneath her clothes. I flashed and remembered her legs spread on the rim of my hot tub as I ate her for all I was worth. "Hi, Sarah." I grinned. "Welcome to Afghanistan, beautiful." Her mouth flew open and closed, her lips twisting as if temporarily lost in thought. And I wondered if she'd call me out on what I'd done. After a beat, she gave me the same unabashed grin I'd given her, though hers was more of a smirk.
"Kyle, what are you doing here? Wait, you're on the USO tour too?"
she asked excitedly, fluttering her lashes in a dramatic fashion. It was clear she was giving me a hard time. I expected as much. She stared at my uniform, realization settling across her face.
"Why are you in camis? Were you on the other plane? Are you playing again? Which team do you play for?"
Whoa, she should have been an interrogator. She could probably do a better job than I could. I laughed and pulled her to my side as she noticeably cringed at the barrage of questions. "SEAL Team 7, sweetheart. I don't play ball anymore. You just flew 36 hours to entertain me, and I'm ready. Come here, baby. Give me a kiss." I hugged her and kissed her cheek, pressing her tight little body up against me. But our moment ended abruptly when she pulled away from me, her eyes sending me a pained look. Guilt crashed over me. We'd spent an incredible night together, then I'd deployed without saying goodbye. I'd told her I'd call her, but never had. An older lady with bleached blonde hair and a Botoxed face who resembled an alien nudged Sarah, uttering,
"I'm going to get set up in the USO barracks. Don't take long. We'll reconvene in the morning."